listening to Desperate Acts of Capitalism, a podcast about money, marketing, and how it all goes wrong.
Join us in a wonderland of burning money. I'm Evan Swope.
I'm Arman Maharaj.
And I am C.T. Kelly. And today, Evan.
It is my turn.
It's your turn.
Yes. Finally realized what I was going to do. I kind of struggled finding a topic, but then it hit me what I must do. So let's get right into it. In February 2019, we released our second ever episode of Desperate Acts of Capitalism. We were still working out the kinks, CT and I were extremely sweaty and nervous, and Arman was still in the monastery. Mm-hmm. My topic in that episode is still one of my favorites that I've ever done. Now, more than 5 years later, I think that topic deserves an update, a sequel, if you will. A lot has happened since we released that episode, so it's time to follow up.
Yes.
So today we're going to find out what has happened to MoviePass in the last 5 years.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you haven't listened to the MoviePass episode, pause your podcast and go listen to that right now, or otherwise you're not welcome here.
And rate it 5 stars and show it to your mom and all that cool stuff.
Play it for your mom 5 times in silence, or this won't make any sense for you. So basically, yeah, I found a CNBC article that's basically a good summary of the MoviePass story. Just basically the business side of things. Basically, founded in 2011, MoviePass was acquired by Helios and Matheson Analytics in 2017. At first, the service offered customers one movie voucher per day for $30 to $40 a month, before transitioning to $10 a month for unlimited movies. The hope was that most subscribers wouldn't actually use the service regularly, in the same way that gyms are able to offset cheap monthly fees because of no-show subscribers. It was a terrible business model.
Yeah.
As we saw in that episode.
People watch movies constantly, unlike going to work out.
Yeah, I heavily exploited this service, and so did almost everyone who used it, so it really backfired. This article says, many MoviePass subscribers, which signed up in droves in 2017, began to use the service too frequently, and the company started to lose money quickly. Oh no, the people are using our service too much. We didn't think of this.
I love this business plan of like, we need to run a business that makes money as long as people don't use it.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny, like the business model is to fail at the business in a sense. It's like the more people use it, the worse we do. It's a terrible game plan.
So the company quickly started to lose money. In an effort to stay afloat, MoviePass began altering its subscription once more, cutting the number of titles that could be seen in a month and not allowing users to see the same movie twice. So they started throwing all these things to get people to use their service less, which is like never a great sign. And it was crazy. Like they intentionally put like technical glitches in their app and stuff. It was like insane. It was like ridiculous.
It's like an Always Sunny episode where they're trying to like keep people out of the bar or something.
Right, exactly.
It really is.
Well, it's like they couldn't. It's like there were so many points in that episode where they were like, if people keep using it at the current rate, we're going to be bankrupt by the end of the month. So we need to do anything to stop people from using MoviePass. The subscription went from having more than 3 million members to around 225,000 in April 2019. Without the backing of movie theaters, which had balked at MoviePass's business model and intrusion into the industry, the company was forced to dismantle in mid-September 2019. So, from a CNBC article from that month when MoviePass shut down. MoviePass announced on Friday it's shutting down the discount ticketing service on September 14th. Shares of MoviePass parent company Helios and Matheson Analytics dropped 10% Friday afternoon, though the stock trades for a fraction of a penny already. I think it was like literally a high of $2,000 per share to less than a cent per share within the span of 2 years.
God.
It was like, I don't know if that's like precedented. MoviePass notified subscribers that it plans to close down the service because, quote, its efforts to recapitalize MoviePass have not been successful to date. It has formed a strategic review committee made up of the company's independent directors to explore strategic and financial alternatives for the company. The alternatives such as breaking the company up and selling all its assets. Among the options it's considering are a sale of the company in its entirety, a sale of the company's assets, including MoviePass, MoviePhone, and MoviePass Films. Oh yeah, they also started producing films for some reason because they were like, we can do anything. And then it's like
a famously cheap and risk-free venture.
Exactly.
Did anything ever come of that? Like, did MoviePass actually produce any films? I forget.
Yeah, what movies did they make?
They did, it was confused. They did like a handful of movies. There was one that was a John Travolta movie that was famous for getting 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. So their efforts were not super successful. I think there was a couple that were like, did okay, but yeah, it was just a weird venture for a service that was like literally losing money on every purchase. Helios and Matheson noted that any transaction would include the assumption or settlement of any of its liabilities. So basically they're like, if you want to buy our service, like you're going to incur all of our debts. So it's not very appealing. Prior to the service's closure, MoviePass had been struggling for more than a year. Additionally, MoviePass last month laid off at least 7 of its employees, bringing its total staff down to about 12 people. That's after the company was forced to add restrictions to the app in an effort to slow its cash burn, including limiting users to 4 movies per month instead of being able to watch one movie per day. So that was the other thing, where it was you were promised 1 free movie per day, and then they immediately took that promise away. So people, me included, was like, screw this. This is not what I signed up for. Helios and Matheson also took out sizable loans to cover its ballooning losses. Last October, then New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood opened a probe into Helios and Matheson's business dealings, alleging the company misled investors.
Barbara Underwood sounds like a wizard name. That's not real.
It does.
Barbara Underwood in the Vale of New York.
The government found a woods witch to come and investigate the corporation.
That's how bad it got.
Yeah, there was a lot of like shady behavior going on at the end, including locking people out of their account to stop them from canceling the service, which I got out days before that happened. So
that's like an internet service provider tactic. That's really, bad.
No, it was really bad. So this is from a Hollywood Reporter article from September 2019. Ted Farnsworth said Tuesday that he had stepped down from his role as chairman and CEO of MoviePass parent company Helios and Matheson and submitted an offer to acquire its assets, including MoviePass, along with its IP, licensing rights, patents, and related businesses. The offer, which will require approval from Helios and Matheson's board of directors, includes MoviePass, production arm MoviePass Films, film co-acquisition arm MoviePass Ventures, and MoviePhone. Financial terms of the bid from an investor group led by Farnsworth weren't disclosed. The once influential theater subscription service that offered its users unlimited movies per month for a flat fee of $9.95 last week said it would shut down on September 14th. I believe there is great unrealized value in MoviePass, and we want to rebuild and make sure it reaches its full potential, said Farnsworth. I have always believed in the business model and the brand Mitch Lowe and I built at MoviePass. There's tremendous appetite for a movie theater ticket subscription. Just not yours, Ted.
I believe there's significant potential in the smoldering wreck of that we currently own.
I mean, there's nowhere to go but up.
It's always been a business model that's locked into a nosedive, like structurally. Yeah. Like, what potential is there when you want your users not to use your program, your application?
Exactly. Yeah, he added, despite the reams of pulp fiction that have been written about MoviePass, the statements from MoviePass are always so bitter. I don't know why. they're always so mad.
Despite statements from the haters.
Right. We know what went wrong along the way and the many things that went right. I think it was more wrong than right, but we'll agree to disagree. After all, we built the fastest-growing subscription business in the history of merchandising, and numerous copycats are out there trying to capitalize on our model in the theater industry.
It's like, yeah, so lied. Because you're, it's
like, yeah, no one else
is just growing.
No one else is streaming movies out there. It's weird that we started the idea of streaming movies.
I invented movie.
How is no one doing this?
Well, it's like, of course it was the fastest growing subscription ever when the business model is like literally too good to be true. It's like if you say, I'm going to pay for your groceries for a year and it's $1 a year, then you're going to, of course, have the fastest growing subscription in history. But it's not, doesn't mean it's like
you're
going to
buy like way more groceries than you need.
Exactly. Right. You're going to be incentivized to exploit the system. He concluded, we presided over the investment of hundreds of millions of dollars to build MoviePass and its family of companies. We are
investment.
Invest into nothing. We are proud of what we built over the past 2 years and have no intention of walking away now. I believe in the company's future and look forward to regaining the confidence of our members and former customers.
I look forward to regaining the confidence of my ex-wife after the $2.5 million I invested into my Funko right. Pop collection.
It's like, it reminds me of that Papa John's interview where, it's like, where he's basically like, the record will show that I will be proven right and I will be on top once again.
Yeah, it's like, my day will come. Yeah.
The reckoning of pizza is coming soon.
History will exonerate me.
Right, exactly. So, was MoviePass dead? Or was Farnsworth's vaguely threatening promise of a return true? MoviePass went dark for more than 2 years. But then, so this is from a CNBC article from November of 2021. MoviePass, the movie theater ticket service that skyrocketed to popularity in 2017 and spiraled into bankruptcy protection 2 years later, is looking for a Hollywood reboot. Co-founder Stacy Spikes regained ownership of the company on Wednesday after a bankruptcy court judge in the Southern District of New York approved the sale on Monday. Spike said the company is exploring the possibility of relaunching in the near future. It's always like, it always feels like a threat. Like, we're exploring the possibility of relaunching. It's like, please, no, nobody wants this.
Stop. We'll pay you money to not do this.
Yeah. The theatrical industry has changed drastically in the 2 years that MoviePass has been out of commission. The global pandemic shuttered cinemas and clogged the production pipeline, leading to smaller than average box office gains as the industry has worked to rebuild. MoviePass's attempted resurrection comes at a time when many movie theater chains have bolstered their own paid loyalty programs to include ticket subscriptions and discounted concessions. The company would not only have to navigate a new industry landscape and these rival rewards platforms, but also create a sustainable business model, something it was unable to achieve before shuttering in 2019. So, yeah, it's like they're like, we're going to be back and we're going to beat all these people that have had 2 years to gain all of their own subscribers. But it's like you never showed that you were able to create a functioning company in the first place.
See, Evan, the tricky part about starting a business is creating a sustainable business model, which no one in this story has successfully done ever.
Right. Have you ever done this once? AMC A-List rose from the ashes of MoviePass and has become essential for many avid moviegoers, said Jeff Bock, senior analyst at Exhibitor Relations. It will be difficult to lure current subscribers away considering the plethora of problems MoviePass cardholders encountered. I'm not saying it can't work, but many potential subscribers will be extremely wary of this sequel. Could it help the box office? Certainly, but they better have a better business plan in place if the company is going to survive long term. So, not only did MoviePass cardholders get cheated out of the promise of seeing unlimited movies per month, like, there were a lot of very shady fraud, like, semi-fraudulent things that it's like people are very wary, and like they're already using AMC and Regal's subscription models that are pretty good and pretty reasonably priced. So it's like, this is like, it's like almost like a Herculean task.
It's like a famously cornered and shrinking market that they decided to get in on, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, even like, there's like so few avenues of expansion for streaming or ticketed movie companies. Whether you're exactly. seeing a movie in the theater or at home, like there's no angle here to get in, much less at the bottom.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They have nothing to offer that these theaters can't already offer people.
Yeah.
It's been proven that the model of losing money on every transaction and trying to make for it with volume 100% does not work, said Eric Handler, media and entertainment analyst at MKM Partners. So that was another thing is like they would always have these insane justifications where like, yeah, we're losing money on every subscription, but we're going to make up for it by having so many subscriptions. It's just like that kind of works for some businesses, but like the level that MoviePass was losing money was just like, it's literally impossible. Like, there's no way.
It only works if you're making up that money on the side. Like,
exactly.
That works for like the theme park model because you have a captive audience and like, yeah, you can sell tickets for cheap, but when they're in the park, you're taking a cut of the $20 hamburgers or something. Like,
exactly.
You can't just, if you're already losing money on every purchase, doing that faster will not make up your profit margin.
Exactly. Unless you're like, you have an investment like Amazon or Netflix or something, like some like juggernaut that's able to create like a 20-year business plan for profitability, but like MoviePass just wasn't at that level.
Right, right. And you need like consistent investors that are like, yes, no matter what, we will be here 20 years in the future.
Exactly. AMC launched its A-List program in the summer of 2018, offering audiences up to 3 movies per week in any format, as well as free upgrades on concessions, free refills on popcorn, and no online ticketing fees. Additionally, the program provides points to users that can be redeemed for money off future purchases. This service costs between $20 to $25 a month, depending on where customers are located. Similarly, Regal Unlimited allows customers to watch as many movies as they want, as often as they want. It has 3 tiers that range from around $18 to $24 and offer a 10% discount on all food and beverages, free large popcorn and soda on the user's birthday, and no blackout days for movie reservations. So both these, like the two biggest, I think the two biggest theater chains, both have services that are like reasonably priced. They have a lot of perks. Like, I'm a subscriber to Regal Unlimited. It's great. It's like you can see movies whenever you want for $25 a month, and you get like rewards and stuff. So it's like there's no reason why I would go back to MoviePass that tried to like lock me out of my account so I couldn't cancel.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like these are good services that have had 2 years to develop and gain loyal subscribers.
It makes me think that what is the version of MoviePass that breaks even? Like,
right.
Because they clearly set it at like $10 a month because that's ridiculously low. But how much would they how much would they need to charge per month to actually get this to work?
Well, we will get there. Just hold your horses. MoviePass can't offer what A-List and Movie Club can offer because those two services can offer concessions benefits as well, Handler said. Having an independent service is highly unlikely to work unless there are smaller circuits who maybe want to offer some type of white label service. So then this next portion is from a Business Insider article from August 2022. MoviePass, the movie theater ticket subscription startup that had a meteoric rise and fall, will relaunch in beta form on Labor Day, Insider can exclusively report. Insider reported last November that MoviePass co-founder Stacy Spikes had bought the company back after its parent company, Helios and Matheson, went bankrupt. Since then, Spikes and his team have been diligently working on a relaunch of the popular service. Makes me think of just a bunch of men in hard hats, like, hammering on things, diligently working to make MoviePass better than ever.
Getting a big machine to start, like, spinning up
again. How big would their team be now? Is it still that tiny, as you said last time, like 12 people?
I would imagine it's still a pretty small team.
That's
insane. I don't think they have the investment to create some sort of big, you know, giant like team that can just a bunch of like 5 guys with hammers in a room.
Makes sense.
Beginning on 9 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday, a waitlist will open on moviepass.com for those wishing to join the beta version. Like, I want to know if there's anyone out there who's waiting.
Oh, you are lining up.
I'm so excited.
They're lining up for their movie passes.
They're back and better than ever. Like, who's like finally waiting on the, like, refreshing it over and over? Like, when will they let me in?
People are kicking their legs, waiting on their beds as they refresh the page over and over.
Right. Yeah, they have like, they've trained like bots to like sign up for so many movie pass subscriptions. The waitlist will be open for 5 days on a first come, first serve basis. It will be free to sign up with movie pass. All that's required is an email address and zip code. Once the waitlist closes, the initial group of beta users will be notified on Labor Day and will be offered 3 price tiers to choose from. Like, 3. We don't know what the price tiers are yet. They're just like, we'll let you know after you already sign up.
<It's> scary.
Yeah, especially from MoviePass. Users of the beta version will be able to order movie tickets through the app or can wait for their MoviePass card to come in the mail and use that at any theater box office that accepts MasterCard. This June, Farnsworth and Lowe settled with the FTC and reached a $400,000 settlement with the California District Attorneys. So all this is going on while they're like settling all their lawsuits and shit in the background.
That's not much comparatively.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, like that's less than $1 million. That's nothing.
It's a caress on the wrist. It's nothing.
Yeah, it's a slap on the wrist with Vaseline on your hand. I don't know if it actually make it more painful or not.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think like they never faced any really serious consequences. I think they might still be under investigation in New York, but if anything, it's just like minor fines here and there.
Right.
Yeah.
You declare bankruptcy, reorganize a little bit, and then give it another shot 4 years later.
Exactly. Apparently, Mark Wahlberg's nonfiction production company, Unrealistic Ideas, is currently developing a documentary on the rise and fall of MoviePass. So,
okay.
Mark Wahlberg has just looked at the story and is like, I can tell this story. God, I hate Mark Wahlberg. Anyway. if anyone wants...
Bastard.
If you guys want to have some fun, look up... Go to Mark Wahlberg's Wikipedia page and look up... yes. Like, go to the section controversy or like...
I think that one is pretty well known by now. But yes, if you have not yet, check out the controversy section of the Mark Wahlberg
It's Wikipedia. Pretty stomach churning.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from an IndieWire article from August 2022. Each subscription option provides credits to cash in each month to see movies, but unlike MoviePass and its $9.99 per month glory days, there is no option for unlimited viewing. Spikes told IndieWire earlier this year that MoviePass is the, quote, Airbnb to the movie industry.
Which that isn't good. We don't like that. That's bad.
Not the best model. Not the best.
It's the Airbnb of toast. That's just like the, it's just any like kind of like finance guys. Just say it's the Airbnb or the Uber of anything.
It's the Enron of movies.
Exactly.
It's the Amazon of popcorn.
Where distributors like A24 can, quote, speak directly and engage with consumers directly and easily. Like how he uses directly twice in one sentence in his official statement.
It's another fucking, like, bug person ass sentence.
Yeah. Using,
I can't
okay.
wait to interface with my users.
Right, it's as like an a editor, Jeremy Renner quote.
As an editor and a writer, using two adverbs back to back is bad enough, but directly using the same one,
yeah.
It screams of tryhardism and right. yeah, incompetence.
Yeah. He promised that the new MoviePass platform will balance the preferences of exhibitors, studios, and consumers, citing an Audible-like user experience. The company Audible, again, he's just like name dropping these random companies. Like,
it's like Audible, except we don't have Amazon's yeah. ridiculously market dominating size or capital.
Right. With an option to roll over or purchase new credits, curbing the unlimited promise that the quote old MoviePass issued. So it's like, remember all the great things we promised you? None of that will happen.
Yeah.
Also, did you say like credit card earlier? Like you can get a card in the mail that's you can use like where a place accepts MasterCard?
Yeah, that was the I never actually tried this, but apparently so basically like they sent kind of they sent you a card that was basically like a MasterCard that you could use as MoviePass in its initial run, and every time you would choose a movie it would load however much that movie cost onto the card. And apparently some people were like buying tickets for movies and then just using it to like buy groceries and stuff. And they were just loading the money on there.
That is so funny.
Know. I think eventually they tried to stop people from doing that, but it's like, yeah, it's like,
they just thought people wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's like only use it for movies or we will scream at you.
That is so crazy.
So sketchy. Yeah. That is ridiculous.
That is
sketchy.
Wild.
Right. Yeah. It's like, how would they know? Like how would they, the card would not get declined. If there's money being loaded onto a MasterCard, it's not like it would get declined.
Did they think it wouldn't work on
if
other
AMC
things?
AMC started selling me right. a credit card, I would be like, there's something wrong here.
Exactly. In a February presentation, Spike said that the tiered plan will, quote, let different people play at different levels and customize their own MoviePass experience. However, quote, we're going to make mistakes, Spike said of the beta testing. We're not going to get it right out of the box. It's going to be trial and error. It's like, yeah, no shit. Like, that's the one thing.
We're just firing from the hip here.
Yeah, it's we like, don't know guys. How this is going to go. We don't have any former experience that could inform how this venture will be. Right. We don't know. Could go bad. Could go well.
It's just a trial run. It's like you had 2 years to get this right and you failed miserably. It's like there's no...
Listen. I know it was a colossal train wreck last time, right. but we're gonna make mistakes.
Like, guys,
this time the
not.
Train is bigger, so it can fail.
Right. Believe it or not, we're not perfect, guys. We're gonna make mistakes. It's like, we know you're not perfect. You're like the least perfect company that's existed in recent yeah. memory. It's
like, your company is like synonymous with shitty, ill-thought-out startups.
Exactly. One of the worst. This is from a Business Insider article from September of 2022. Beginning on September 5th, people who signed up to the waitlist in select cities will be sent an email invite that includes an access code that will allow them to create a MoviePass account and choose a plan for the service. More cities will be added in the coming months. the amount of movies you can see on all the plans will vary based on the show times and whether it's an opening weekend, but MoviePass did not detail the exact breakdown of days and times. Like, yeah, no shit, because they're going to change their... It's like, they don't have a plan. It's like last time where they just changed their mind and start adding, like, all these surcharges and, like, you know, there's no consistency. MoviePass launched a waitlist to its beta relaunch last Thursday, and over a five-day period... there were over 775,000 signups, according to the company. And like, that's an important disclaimer, according to the company. We have 40 million signups in the first day. It's like, sure, MoviePass.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You can't trust any figure like that, because there's no way to verify that the people signing up are actually want the product, or if it's been if it's been spoofed by the company or whoever.
Exactly.
If that needs to be said, it should be said.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to... So basically, MoviePass is back. It's back and you can use it, at least in I think, select cities, like the major movie markets. So we're going to... The second half of this episode is going to be a little different. I want to try a little... I don't know, like a little experiment with you guys / game of pretend, I guess. I'll explain. So basically, MoviePass is back and it's better than ever, according to the company. It's ready to take on AMC and Regal, who have built their own subscription models and built a loyal following of subscribers. So if MoviePass is to succeed and have any chance of rivaling all these like giant movie chains that have built their own services in the 2 years that it's been gone, it will need to not only offer a service that is more appealing, but it will have to be so good that it erases its abysmal reputation and questionable business practices. It will have to be a truly amazing service, something that is easy to understand and simple to use, and that is both a great value for the consumer, but with a profitable business model. Do we think that MoviePass can succeed? Well, let's try an experiment.
Okay.
All right. So, initial predictions. Do you guys think MoviePass has like a service that like makes sense and is like, you know, seems appealing and seems like something that, you know, you would leave AMC or Regal for? Like, let's get some early like predictions here.
No. Go ahead. But I don't know what else there's to say. Like, it's been locked into a permanent nosedive that never got off the ground. I mean, what would you say, CT?
For them to really pull a hat trick here, it would require them to have found some gap in the movie market that literally no one else has seen or thought of at all, and within 2 years to have secured funding, capital, and have the infrastructure to build this up. So I'm going to say no. Right. I don't think they do.
Or there's always a possibility that AMC or Regal or whoever will spontaneously combust from the inside.
Right, and right. Then, someone will set fire to all the AMCs.
Magically, they will be able to fill that gap.
All right, so to end this episode, the second half of this episode, I want to take you both to the land of make-believe. Remember when Mr. Rogers used to do that one?
Yeah.
I want you both to imagine that you have never heard of MoviePass. Okay, that you were totally unaware of the drama from the first time, the first run of MoviePass. All the insane, you know, fuckery that brought it down the first time. You have no preconceptions. You just love movies. So just put yourself in that headspace.
I can't get it's the present possible day. To imagine it. I hate movies.
Right. No, you have to get too in many character. Pictures. You love movies. You just want to see as many movies as you can. You don't care, any genre. So it's the present day in March of 2024. You are browsing the web, hoping to score some reasonably priced tickets for Madam Web. I want to do an episode on too. Your Google search leads you to a sponsored result that reads, "Go to the movies for free with MoviePass." This is a real ad that I saw when I Googled MoviePass. "Go to the movies for free with MoviePass." This is their tagline. You're intrigued. Going to the movies for free? A tempting offer. You click the link, which takes you to the MoviePass website. So at this point, I want to invite both you guys, CT and Armand, and our listeners at home to follow along on MoviePass.com as I take you through this land of where you've never heard it before.
MoviePass.com. Okay. All right.
So wait, don't I'm supposed anything. To actually... I'm supposed to actually pull this up? Okay.
Yeah, hold pull on. It up so you can follow along as I narrate you through the experience of discovering MoviePass. Oh, wow.
This is like a, it's like a virtual
raising hand. Evan, do I want to allow www.moviepass.com to access my location?
I don't know. What does your character think, who has never heard of MoviePass, who just loves movies? Would you allow MoviePass to
Yeah, allow. Okay, yeah, perfect. I'm giving this access allow, to my location. Yeah.
In MoviePass, fact, you can I'm gonna sell say, like, my remember data. This. Okay. I'm going to lock this in for life, but have this remember this decision.
Don't ask me again. Just, you know, like, you know, free reign.
Okay, I'm inhabiting the character.
Okay. Basically, yeah, so don't, I'll take you through it, and viewers at home, you can follow along. Let's see how promising the new and improved MoviePass is looking. So upon entering the site, you find that the headline is now, "Why pay full price for movie tickets?" Wait, the ad said, go to the movies for free. The distance between these two promises puts you in a state of slight unease. Are these free movie tickets or just slightly discounted movie tickets? The outdated, amateurish graphic design of the website further worries you. What is this service really offering anyway? So, first impressions of the website, does the design
I have
look...
an emergency. Yes. I just clicked sign up, and now it says, sign up before the timer runs out, 4 minutes, 45 seconds. What do I do?
Get through this
episode.
What
do I do?
I'm sorry, I can't help you. What would your character
I have
do?
A limited opportunity. Do I sign up with Facebook or Google?
You have to choose one, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's too much pressure.
Half of the titles that they're selling are like cut off on my thing. It's like I can see Mean Girls, Dune, Planet of the Apes, and then like half of what I think is Wonka.
That's what I see too.
Yeah.
Juan.
And then I scroll down and it says, discover your cinematic passport. Join the only movie theater subscription that lets you go anywhere. And then it has an app. It has a map, right?
Right.
Of Victorville, California. Which, okay, for
why is yours giving you Victorville?
For those that don't know, Victorville is a nothing town in the middle of nowhere in California. Right. It's not even slightly close to where I live.
Yeah.
And then directly in the middle, there's a big flashing sign that says no locations found within radius.
Oh my God. Yeah, you can go anywhere. Like it's saying you can go anywhere. You can travel anywhere. There's not going to be movie theaters there. You can't use our service, but you physically can travel anywhere.
Oh my God.
So scrolling a little further down, you are greeted with three different paid plans to choose from. Basic, Standard, and Premium. Basic starts at $10 a month for up to 2 movies a month. That doesn't sound too exciting. Up to 2 movies could mean 1 movie a month or 0. The Standard plan offers up to 4 movies for $20 a month. The Premium plan also offers up to 4 movies but costs $30 monthly. There seems to be no difference between the Standard and Premium plans. One just costs more. It's like,
yeah.
if you want to feel extra special, you can pay us $10 more a month for no extra benefits.
Oh, and I want to draw your attention to, there's two buttons above these three choices. There's general plans, and then there's another
I'm going to get there.
Okay, don't worry.
There seems to be no difference between the Standard and Premium plans. One just costs more. And even if you do get 4 free movies a month for $20, it's still a much worse deal than AMC or Regal. You notice your hands growing sweaty, a slight chill going down your spine. But wait, there's a separate tab for NYC and SoCal plans. I live in Los Angeles, you say. I guess I'll need to purchase a SoCal plan. But what exactly does that mean? Why would that change the subscription? After clicking the tab for NYC and SoCal, the price of the basic plan doubles to $20 a month. The Standard plan is now $30 and the Premium plan for $40 for up to 2, 4, and 4 movies per month, respectively. That is an ungodly amount of money to pay for an unspecified promise of 0 to 4 free movies per month.
And what's up with the... Okay, so if you go to the basic plan, it says like up to 2 movies slash month, and then it says 68 credits cancel any time. What are the credits
we'll
for?
We'll get to that.
But also, it's weird. Like, usually, if you have a service, you have like a low... You have like a normal price for everyone, and then for like select groups or populations, you have a discount. Rarely have you seen a service like have a special group that's targeted to pay more. It's a really weird angle to take.
Yeah, and a lot of people who are going to be using this and know about it are people, you know, like connected to the film industry in Los Angeles or New York. So like, it's like they know that all the most of the people using this service, at least at first, are going to like have to pay more. And I like it starts at the lower, and it's like, wait a second, I live in the New York area. I guess I have to pay like three times as much. It's a really bad deal, especially when Regal and AMC offer unlimited movies per month for around $25. So it's objectively like a really, like it's a much better deal for a movie pass, but it's like not a good deal for anyone compared to what's already out
there. Yeah. And also these are two cities, New York and well, two regions with famous, where people famously do not have a lot of extra money these days to throw around.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, these people live in more expensive areas. They can afford to pay more for MoviePass. It's a no-brainer.
That money is going into a pit.
Yeah.
It's not going into MoviePass. Exactly. It's going into my landlord's pocket.
Upon further investigation, you see that under each plan is a different number of credits in a smaller font. The basic plan says 68 credits. The standard plan says 140 credits. And the premium plan says 200 credits. Baffled, clammy, and shaking slightly, you click a tab at the top of the site that reads, How Credits Work.
All right.
Desperate for some relief from your confusion, you are presented with text that reads, What are credits? Credits are your MoviePass currency. Use them however you like to create a personalized plan that fits your movie-going habits.
What does that mean?
Under this text, there are three
examples. It feels
examples.
Like signing up for a health insurance. It's like, what is happening?
These are all terrible plans. Under this text, there are three examples of user personas for each of the different plan tiers, with a cheesy stock photo for each. These personas are ostensibly going to serve to explain how the credit system works. So do you guys see the different characters that represent?
Yeah. This is already too much learning for something I'm paying a subscription to.
So let's meet the different characters that apparently are serving to illustrate how MoviePass work. There's Tim from Dallas. He's a superhero super fan that needs to see the biggest movies on opening night. For superhero less months, he rolls his credits over. Weekend night equals 30 credits. That doesn't explain it
or
at all.
Costs 30 credits.
Or something.
Or gets you 30 credits.
It
or
equals
something?
30 credits.
I'm still not sure what is happening with these credits on these time
slots. It has not explained how credits work, how you use them. Do they have a cash value? Do they instantly pay for your movie? Or is there going to be like, you know, like surcharges or what?
I think I see what's happening here, but go on. Keep explaining these.
So this does not explain the credit system at all. You notice a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, and you turn your head slightly, hoping dearly that some sort of answer will be shown to you. Laura from Kansas City is a teacher who loves to spend hot summer days at the movies. During the school year, she sticks to nights and weekends, using 15 credits for a weekday afternoon, 25 credits for a weekend afternoon, and 30 credits for a weekend night. What does that even mean? What are credits worth? How do you even use them? Spencer from Chicago will see just about anything in a movie theater. He makes the most of his movie pass with weekday matinees on his days off. Examples of how Spencer spends his credits are also shown, but with no explanation of how to actually use this system. In a panic, you scroll down further. You see a headline that reads, How Credits Work, and feel a slight sense of relief from your impending panic attack. A movie's credit value will vary based on demand and factors like time of day, day of the week. Credits give you the ultimate flexibility. Save your credits for that blockbuster premiere or use them for a midweek matinee. It's up to you. So I still was not able to figure out how credits work at this point. Breaking character for a moment.
That makes me think. I think every time you pay the monthly fee, you get like that many credits, and then you have to spend your credits on movie tickets. And it's basically like MoviePass is providing you with an alternate payment structure,
right,
for just buying movie tickets.
I think what they're doing here, it clearly the unclarity of the vagueness of how they communicate how credits are used is intentional. They don't say how many movies one credits is or if it's standardized across regions. And they're hoping that you will just kind of like gloss over this informational article and think, oh, credits mean movies. and think that you're getting tons of extra movies, when in actuality, these credits are probably going to be very circumscribed in how you can use them.
Those being intentionally on a premium plan, which is up to $40 a month, it's still a max of apparently 4 free movies per month, which is really not that great of a discount.
Well, and like, okay, if you have to spend credits and credits cost money, the movies aren't free.
Exactly.
And then those credits, I've scrolled down here and it says that you can only keep up to 2 months of these things. So you're not ever going to have all that many.
Right. So, yeah, if you scroll down, the explanation says, use them or save them up for a month's full of releases. Your credits roll over. You can have up to 2 months of credits in your account at any time. For example, if your plan is for 34 credits per month, you can have up to 68 credits in your account. So it's just very, like, obfuscating language that I don't understand, really. Like, this should be very, like, that was the appeal of MoviePass the first time, where it was like, unlimited movies, $10 a month. You could describe it in one sentence. It was great for word of mouth, but it's like, I couldn't explain this to someone if I tried in under like 5 minutes. It's like, well, you got these credits and they roll over and you get up to 2 months worth of credits. And so, for example, you get 68 credits and that equals 2 movies, but you can only have 2 months worth. So it's just like, it's such a mouthful even trying to explain it.
So here's the thing. It's like an app that you get and it costs $20 a month. And then someone at the app decides how much movies cost.
Yeah,
right. And you can only spend that $20 on movies.
If someone at MoviePass was like, you know what we really need to bring back? Ration cards.
But literally.
Except you don't know how much your ration card is worth at any given moment.
And it costs money.
Right.
And it costs voluntary. Money. And,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like those companies with like, or it could be like those countries with like ultra hyperinflation where like the price of something will change within the span of 5 minutes. Like, you don't know, like, there's no standardization.
Watch Milei make MoviePass credits the currency exactly. of the Argentine economy.
It's coming, it's gonna happen. Currency here.
Oh, yeah. The Argentine economy is going to do this for, like, dishes and groceries. Right. Shit.
We're going to peg the peso to, like, a MoviePass credit.
To MoviePass token?
Right. And the Milei supporters
we
like,
should
yeah!
be laughing. He's destroying the country. Oh, my God.
Okay, so getting back into your character.
Yeah.
You start to cry, scream, bang your fists on your little computer desk. What does this all mean, you scream to the heavens? I just wanted to get free movie tickets. In a last-ditch effort.
Evan, I need to know one thing before I sign up for MoviePass. Can my phone use this to mine cryptocurrency?
Probably. At this rate. And we got Logan Paul is the new creative director of MoviePass.
Yes! Yes! We're saved!
You can hatch, if you don't, like, if you can sign up for MoviePass and not, you know, not use them for movies, but you can put your credits into a little egg and it'll hatch into a new animal that's an NFT. And then
you can put them into a little rotting egg that will decay in 2 months if you don't hatch it.
Right, exactly.
You can sell them to other MoviePass members to collect them all.
Right, exactly. So in a last-ditch effort to figure out how this system works, you click on a tab at the top of the site that reads More. A sub-tab reads More. Investor Relations. You click on that, more afraid than curious, wondering who on earth would want to invest in this service that seems more like a poorly designed front for a much more nefarious business. A large headline reads, Join Our Second Act. Underneath this headline is a video explaining why MoviePass is a great investment opportunity. About to literally shit your pants.
Oh my God.
Your trembling hand clicks the video. So, CT, do you mind reading the transcript?
Is this what I think it's going to be? I have a suspicion of what's happening here, but please continue.
Okay. Right. CT, do you mind reading the transcript? I'll send it in the chat, but do you mind reading the transcript of the new investor relations video from MoviePass?
Yes. All right. It's time for some copy. Let's go.
This is a fun one.
After hearing from many fans in the industry about the disruptive and powerful nature of the business, we decided to relaunch MoviePass. MoviePass is making a comeback, and the MoviePass marketplace is set to play a role like never before. There has never been an opportunity for technology to demonstrate what moviegoers want. MoviePass is a technology-led organization focused on using technology to empower moviegoers, theaters, and studios. With MoviePass, they can communicate with each other in one app. For example, a theater can notify people on short notice about additional seats, allowing moviegoers to see theaters that compete for their business. Meanwhile, studios can reach moviegoers more directly and reward them for watching their movies. We believe an end-to-end cinematic marketplace can change everything for moviegoing. If 30% of today's moviegoers become subscribers, the movie industry could double its annual attendance and box office revenue, and we believe this can happen by 2030. At its core, the MoviePass team consists of film lovers whose ultimate goal is to get more people watching movies in theaters and sharing laughter or tears in the dark. Experiencing those goosebumps when someone jumps out?
When someone jumps out? Who copy-edited this? Who wrote this?
We aim to make movie-going the top out-of-home entertainment experience it always has been. Join us. This was written by AI. This is
and like I was thinking the same thing. It's like, yeah. Also using technology twice. These people seem to have a thing for using the same word twice in a sentence. Like people won't right. notice.
It I think like falls this apart
is,
at the end.
This is yeah. part of
sharing the giggles and weeps of the darkness in our theaters.
Written by someone who never watches movies or doesn't understand human movie. Culture.
Right. My favorite line you know, is.
We all like those movies, like, you know, the things that make you, like, laugh or cry in darkness. Like, right. Who talks like that?
Experiencing those goosebumps that when someone jumps out. When someone jumps out, what does that mean?
When someone jumps out.
It sounds like that fucking Vine series that's like, the music is over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
The guy who doesn't know what music is.
The guy who doesn't know what music
is. Is the music coming from the green or the black? The black? Cool.
Is music happening right now?
So, we love movies. We love the movie experience. When the movie experience happens, we all share in its laughter.
But you know that like, the reason they put technology twice in the same sentence is because someone told... I mean, I know how these things are written. Someone told whoever wrote this, like, no, you need to drop the word technology twice so people think that you're the new cutting-edge business. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely. Exactly. It's specifically language aimed at, like, people that do investment scouting for tech funds.
Right, exactly. Just say technology a bunch and people will be all in.
Someone with manifesting brain wrote this.
Right.
Yes. Like, yeah, you just need to say the words enough and it will convince people.
I also love if 30% of today's moviegoers became subscribers, the movie industry could double its annual attendance and box office revenue. And we believe this can happen by 2030. This is like a fucking like Tim Heidecker character of just like simple. Yeah. Like,
seriously.
It's like, it's so like childishly simplistic numbers of like, if 30% of people sign up, the movie industry will double, and this will happen in 10 years. It's like, I don't trust that you have any data to back this up.
30% of people, like all people, that's like 2 billion humans.
Like, yeah, it's like if 30% of people who can see movies sign up, yes, it will be a lot of people. Genius.
That's more people than have Facebook pages.
There are two issues. Insane. There are two issues here. I mean, one, okay, the 30% thing is an obvious substitute for a plan, right? Like, they're not saying, oh, we have a plan and this is how we're going to meet it. They're saying, hypothetically, if this happened, we'd have a lot of money. They don't say how that would happen. But right. The fact that they are in this fashion, in this front-facing fashion, looking for investors on their website next to their, like, their drop-down tab for buying plans in this public, almost crowdfunding style, right. is a bad sign. Yeah. They should not be putting out a notice for like, anyone, someone, please give us money.
Yeah.
No one does that.
Just say whatever. You know, if twice as many people started seeing movies, we would make a shitload of money. Like, yeah, of course you would. It doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's like those people on, I don't know if you guys have watched Shark Tank, but like there's always those people that like pitch their businesses. It's like, the pet food industry is worth $10 billion annually. That's why you should invest $10 million in my pet food company. It's like, yeah, it's like the industry is big. Lots of people can see movies, but that doesn't mean they're going to give you money.
Right. It's like if every person who takes a car to work switched out their car for a steam locomotive, the steam locomotive industry would eclipse the car industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why would they do that?
Yeah, exactly. Why would they use MoviePass when you tried to steal money from them last time and lock them out of their accounts?
And also, it's not like
right.
It's not like 30% of moviegoers are like floundering looking for someone to give a subscription right. to. It's like yeah. they are 30% of the, I mean, all those people who are going to movies, they have something worked out.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's like attractive offers that are reasonably priced for if you're seeing lots of movies per month. You have AMC, you have Regal, you have Cinemark. They have like things that like they're expensive. But if you're seeing like a bunch of movies per month, it's a good deal. Like you have no need for this. Or you're someone who sees like, one movie a year and, like, you're not going to pay $30 a month for this.
Right. Like, it's also, movie fans are, the overwhelming, like, line for movie fans these days is, man, why are movie tickets so expensive these days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, they're not like, man, I wish real movies had a subscription service.
Exactly. I wish there was some yeah, sort I of wish technology.
I wish I had yet another rent to pay, you know, to something I don't yeah. need.
We have all this money. I don't know what to do with it. I tried shredding it and burying it and burning it, but then I found MoviePass.
But you know, it's like if I could just say my last comment, it's like what yeah. I mentioned from an article in the Dunlap episode. At the end of the day, there's only so many more things you can do to increase the revenue for your company. And that's either
right. mm-hmm.
creating a better, more competitive product or service, or, you know, going public or whatever. But you can't just do quick fixes like firing a bunch of people or try to turn something into a rent collecting service and right. magically expect it to work. There's a yeah. roof to those things.
Yeah, and it's extremely competitive. Like I said, like before all of this, before we looked at the website, it's like their service has to like really offer something that nobody else is offering. It's like this is offering like half of what the other theaters are offering for twice the price, for like a third of the logic. It's like this seems like a train wreck to me. But you know what? Like maybe this will be a huge success, and the credit system will take off like wildfire, and people will be like. You know, they just really love to have their 68 credits and be like Tim from Dallas.
Tell you what, if by Q4, this new MoviePass 2 is like still around, I will write a formal apology letter right.
yeah.
to their CEO.
And the last thing I'll say is imagine if, I mean, one of the things that makes a MoviePass scam work is that it's, it's an online like app oriented business. Can you imagine if MoviePass had a physical dimension to it? Like imagine driving up to a movie theater and there's a toll booth in front of the theater that you have to go, like a MoviePass toll booth you have to go through.
There's a guy with a halberd and a gate.
Yeah. Right. How enraged would you be? Right. It doesn't actually add anything to your experience.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's a guy with a halberd and a gate, and you give him your credit card, and then he gives you, like, poker chips right. that you're allowed to
MoviePass spend. Coins.
He gives you fucking Chuck E. Cheese token right. that it you're would allowed be, to spend on movies.
People would
that
riot.
Have flexible prices based on demand.
Right. A value completely determined by MoviePass, like,
there's
day
no,
by day.
Nothing... There's nothing I like more in my tokens or currency than things that expire and change in value.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, because that's what movies really need, rent extraction and surge pricing.
All right, so getting back into character one last time. So tears are streaming from your eyes. You've soiled yourself. You're not doing well.
Don't have
the
to imagine that
video,
one.
The investor video ends with, "Join us. I will join," you mutter, eyes no longer seeing the computer screen in front of you. "I will join you, MoviePass. Big things are coming. Big things are coming. And that is the update to MoviePass. Seems like they're doing great.
Oh, man.
Yay.
It's incredible how long business life support lasts on things like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This should be, it should have been dead 3 years ago.
Yeah. GB News is still around. What I covered a couple episodes ago. It should not be around.
Part of me wants, like, the Fed to just increase interest rates again so that we can just have MoviePass forever and no one cares. Right. Like, they just run this free movie service for like 10 years saying like, oh, no, don't worry, investors, we'll turn a profit one day. And it just never shows up. And then everyone gets free movies for the rest of time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it's just insane to me, like, there's always this, you know, this notion among capitalism that, like, the invisible hand will, like, fix everything, and will, like, the things that deserve to succeed will, and the things that deserve to fail won't, and it will all even out. And it's like, that could not be further from the truth. There is so much artificial, you know, life being injected into things that nobody wants. It's like MoviePass hat, like, the court of public opinion said, fuck you, this is a terrible service, we don't trust you, we don't want you, and they came back anyway. It's like, this could not be more artificial, and like money, like, you know, all this investor money that they're raising, however much it is, like, it's all meaningless. It's all just like, there's no reason any money should be put into this to make these like investor videos or anything.
Capitalism is extremely good at determining, at like letting the best man win for the investor class, right? Mm-hmm. Like the only measure of success that you have in this system is your ability to convince a member of the investor class to give you their money.
Exactly.
I think another invisible component here behind this phenomenon in United States and Europe of fake product companies or companies that don't actually make anything is also deindustrialization. I think that that can't really be ignored. Like, there's nothing for people to invest in that makes anything because we've sent it all away. Right. We've deindustrialized. Right. We can't make anything in this country if we wanted to.
Yeah. Now it's all just imaginary technology. You just say technology a bunch of times. It's like, what is this actually?
Technology.
It's like, what? Why will people pay you money for this? What benefit will it give them to their lives that they're not already getting?
We can't even afford to hire the Halbert guy because he would want healthcare.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would require making something. That would require making the toll booth in front of the movie theater.
Right. Lord.
All right. Well.
Okay. I'm gonna play us off.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Evan.
Yeah. No. That was fun. Thank you so much, Evan. I hope I don't have to do a third episode, but you never know.
Desperate Acts of Capitalism is C.T. Kelly, Armon Maharaj, and Evan Swope, and edited by Noah. If you like this episode of DAOC, please share it with a friend or consider writing us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you want to support our work and access special bonus content, check out our Patreon in the link in the episode description. And remember, God is real and big things are coming.
We love you! We love you!